The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality will use a more than $14.5 million settlement with Volkswagen Automotive Group to improve air quality across the state. In 2014, the Automotive Group admitted to bypassing the emissions control system in more than a half million Volkswagen, Audi, and Porsche diesel vehicles manufactured since 2008 and touted as running with clean diesel. The vehicles were instead emitting illegal amounts of nitrogen oxide linked to smog and respiratory issues. Volkswagen Automotive Group agreed to pay a $14.7 billion settlement for violations of the Federal Clean Air Act to mitigate air quality impacts and to compensate vehicle owners nationwide. Stuart Spencer, Associate Director of Air Quality at ADEQ, says each state is allocated a share according to the number of affected vehicles sold there.
NOx or nitrogen oxides are emitted from the tailpipe of on-road vehicles. And so what the settlement proposes to do by making these funds available to states is to create mechanisms or implement state measures to reduce those tailpipe emissions or to offset the emissions that were emitted into the atmosphere by the Volkswagens that cheated, those that cheated the testing requirements.
Under the settlement, states will receive money pending the settlement's trust fund effective date to spend on 10 eligible mitigation actions, including upgrading port and freight truck fleets, ocean barges, ferries and tugboats, airport ground support equipment, and purchasing light-duty zero-emissions vehicles. Spencer says ADEQ is collaborating with the Arkansas Energy Office to come up with a plan.
You know, with the engagement of the governor's office and with his support and with the support of the Energy Office, really wanted to make it something that was available for a host of different projects. We've got CNG or compressed natural gas replacements in school buses as a measure that we have endorsed. You know, you see those school buses traveling throughout the day within the neighborhoods where everybody lives. So that would make a real viable difference in emissions reductions that we see throughout our communities throughout the state. Using that compressed natural gas fuel source or fuel type. And we've also created an allocation for electric vehicles and money allocated to charging stations.
Money cannot be spent on electric vehicles, only compressed natural gas, he says, but can be spent on electric vehicle charging stations.
As with anything that we do, this is open and subject to the public process. And we have put our request for information out for comment, and we are also engaging stakeholders. That official process has not started yet, where we will actually have in-person meetings with those individuals who we know will have interest. We've had some already reach out to us, and we're putting everything out in the public sector for hopefully more engagement. We currently have 56 stakeholders on our ever-growing list, and we will be engaging them shortly.
ADEQ has posted a request for information on its website, and we have a link at ozarksatlarge.com. Spencer says Arkansas will have a decade to spend the settlement trust money.